What do bunraku puppets, punk rock, and Old English epic poetry have in common? This might give you a hint.
Beowulf.
The man.
The character.
The hero.
The classic story poem tale.
Those characters are referring, of course, to Beowulf, the epic Old English story poem that lends its characters and story to a new production of the musical Beowulf, A Thousand Years of Baggage, which is being performed in the Lewis Room this weekend. School of Comm sophomore Reagan Alleman is the stage manager for the show. She said that working on the show has been an exercise in adaptation.
I love adaptational work. It's one of my favorites and the thing I'm drawn to the most. So getting to be a part of the process and like adapting this poem that's so old in like a way that is completely unexpected and getting to share that with people is super exciting.
The production Alleman is working on is composed by Dave Malloy and written by David Craig. School of Comm senior Ethan Karas is directing the production. The music for the show is influenced by music traditions in punk and rock, as well as klezmer and even choral music. Karas says that his iteration of the production is inspired by the punk and rock aesthetics of the music, but also by the content of the story.
Punk aesthetic was one that struck out to us both because of the sound of the music, but also because punk, beyond just like the physical aesthetic of what you might think punk looks like if you think about punk, it's also to me, as like a fan of it as an art form, is such a DIY aesthetic as well. It is very people powered. Like the worst thing you can do is sort of be a poser and sort of just adopt it as an affectation. So I think for this show, that's so much about performance, both of masculinity and of heroism, and how those narratives that we kind of take for granted now started somewhere and were passed down, that the genre or style of punk is like a really cool medium to explore that in.
But what do we know? What do we know about Beowulf?
He is a warrior.
Yes, but what kind of a warrior is he?
The main character of Beowulf is an ancient Scandinavian warrior. Over the course of the poem, he faces and fights three main foes: a monster called Grendel, Grendel's mother, and a dragon. In this production, all three have a material through line.
There are various versions of puppets for all three of the monsters that Beowulf faces, and each one of them is just an extraordinary piece of craftsmanship and artistry from Liam and from the actors who are puppeteering them. So,
School of Comm junior Liam Janinga spent hours working on each puppet. He created two bunraku puppets to represent Grendel's mother and Beowulf. Bunraku is a form of traditional Japanese puppetry.
So bunrakus take three puppeteers, one person on the head and the left arm, and then one person on the right arm and the hips, and then one person on the feet. And so there's a lot of coordination that goes into that, as well as like breath work and just three people moving one body and making that one body seem like it is truly one body. It takes a lot. So the first day I brought them in to work with the puppeteers, with the actors, it was such a magical moment when they finally got it, and they just, I lost the puppeteers and I just saw the puppet swimming through water.
Janinga said that the puppets, which include Grendel's arm and hand, as well as the two bunraku puppets, add to the fantastical atmosphere of the production.
The other thing about Beowulf, right, is because it is this epic, this myth, this magical, magical myth, is puppets are able to bring that magic to life, I think. When a puppet walks into a room, it brings a whole world with it. The audience sees a puppet and they're ready to believe anything. And when that happens, that's like true real world magic.
The oldest known manuscript of Beowulf dates back to the 11th century, but some scholars believe its true origins to be an oral history, making it possibly centuries older. Alleman and Karas both referenced Beowulf's ancient history and continued relevance as part of what they want audiences to take away from the show.
When I watch the show all the way through, the thing that I always come away with at the end is just like the power of story as a means of like connecting people and passing down these like ideals and morals, and then like thinking about whether we agree or disagree with the things that are being passed down through story. I think that that's something that this show like sparks a conversation about in a really fun way, that's unexpected, but it does make you think a little bit about like what are the kind of stories that we're telling, and why do we tell the stories? Because the things that survive for this long hold meaning and they hold power in the words that are being shared.
It's the oldest thing that we have in our language that we speak now, so in a lot of ways it is the sort of the bedrock of which we all, by speaking this language, owe some sort of debt to. And language, like anything else, is a tool, so it's somewhat neutral in and of itself. So I hope that this gives people greater appreciation and awareness of how that tool can be used.
Beowulf, A Thousand Years of Baggage will be in the Lewis Room today and tomorrow at 6:30 and 9:30 p.m. For WNUR News, I'm Mika Ellison.